Broadcast Studios. This is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Welcome into ABQ Connect. We hope everybody is safe and healthy. And if you're not, we'll be praying and hoping that people are reaching out to you. And we are on the phone today with Daniel McCabe. He is assistant pastor at Legacy Church in Albuquerque. Daniel, your workload right now must have quadrupled in the last few days since this thing has hit our town.
Yeah, we've had a lot going on in the last week and a half, no doubt.
Hey, my friend, I want to thank you, Daniel, for making the time to talk with us. And I want to remind everybody that ABQ Connect is all about trying to get our community connected together, connected to Jesus. Legacy is doing amazing things in the community. And I wanted to make sure we had you on the program just so we could let people know. Maybe they've been a little nervous and have missed some services or something like that. So let's talk, Daniel, about how your services, how people can come participate in worship. I understand yesterday you guys did an online streaming thing. And can people just go to legacychurchnm.com? Is that where they can connect to everything going on?
Yes, Jim, it sure is. So thank you very much for giving me the opportunity to let people know what's going on. We appreciate the service that you're doing to our community and the believers in our community, and then those searching as well, those that are in need of hope. That's what we want to provide. So yeah, actually they can go to legacychurch.com. They can use the NM if they want, but they can even make it easier. Legacychurch.com. On there, they'll have a pop-up immediately that'll begin to tell people where we're at, what we're doing as things change, whether it's day by day or hour by hour, and what's going on. There are multiple ways that people can connect with us on that streaming service, whether it's on our website, whether it's on a YouTube channel, on our Facebook Live, on our app. People can download our app. It's absolutely free. There's some resources there, including healing scriptures that people can build up their faith by going over what the Word of God says. It's just simply healing scriptures from the Bible. No other commentary, just what exactly what God's Word says. They can get that on our app. So yeah, those are the opportunities that we have going. Pastor did do a streaming, a special additional service yesterday with a couple of worship songs, and then just really trying to reach out to people to encourage them to, number one, pray. And then number two, if we've got people that are far from God for whatever reason, maybe they're not living for Him the way they should, or they've never acknowledged Jesus, that they would repent and come back to Him during this time. That was the focus of yesterday's stream.
Daniel, I mentioned that Legacy Church is doing a lot of outreach things. We've had, you know, Travis on with Steel Bridge, Pastor Pedro with Expect a Miracle. We've talked a little bit with Dustin about Feed New Mexico Kids and all the work you guys are doing in all those areas. How are your outreach ministries being affected now?
Well, our outreach ministries, they've really just increased. All the things you mentioned are still going. Expect a Miracle, they're doing well. They're continuing to do what they're doing. Steel Bridge, and we're continuing to, you know, to help people that are hurting, that are homeless. They're actually serving as well, coming alongside and helping meet the needs of the community with some of the outreach opportunities that have been there. So Steel Bridge has come alongside to help serve. Feed New Mexico Kids, we're coordinating with schools to get them additional packs that they need. And we know we were already kind of ready because of spring break, so we're able to ramp that up and working with those schools to have distribution times so that we can get thousands of packs out to children that are in need right now and that would be in need over spring break.
Daniel, one of the things I know that Pastor Smotherman talks about very consistently is he really asks people and teaches Christians that they need to live generously. How can people give to come alongside of you guys? Is that pretty easy to do online?
That is. It's really easy. All the links I mentioned would explain how to do that, whether it's on the app, the website, or a social media site. That's there. We've also been reaching out to every single person on our rolls and our system that's 65 and older, offering them care packages. So we've delivered over 200 of those already, and that's continuing. Yesterday, after Pastor did his mainstream, he came back and did a Facebook Live to kind of show people what was happening and then offer that to the community as well. So that's opened up to the elderly that are in need, where we have care packages ready to go with food, with toilet paper. So just ready to help those in need. That's definitely what we want to do. So absolutely, we can still live generously right now. That's what we're called to do as believers, to love our neighbor. And that's what we're trying to do, to love those. And they can give online. They can bring donations of goods if they would like, as well as we continue to get this out to the community.
Daniel, so is there a number that folks can call to get in touch? And what if somebody needs to just talk with someone, just to kind of vent a little bit or to get some prayer, that type of thing?
Absolutely. We're available. People need prayer. If they want to, they can reach out a couple of different ways. They're more than welcome. If they want to reach out from a social media or by the website, if they want to email us at info@legacychurch.com, our phone number, if people want to get involved or they want prayer, is 831-0961. We've extended our hours when the phones are open as well, especially today. So we're wanting to pray with people and to believe God with people during these times when just not sure, so that we can offer people hope.
Daniel, this has really been something that I don't know anyone personally that's ever been through anything like this. So it's new ground and really an amazing opportunity for us to display our faith and to exercise our faith. How do you feel like people are reacting in general? Are they staying the course? Are they loving one another? Are they caring for one another?
I think we're seeing, some people concerned, some people worried. But for the most part, we have people that we're getting calls, we're getting emails, signups, people that want to come, they want to help, they want to volunteer, they want to live generously.
That's awesome.
We're seeing that in a great way, for sure. We've even got opportunities. We're trying to work with the state and with Cisco and with Central Grill, the restaurant on Central and Rio Grande. We're working with them and beginning to feed school children all over the state, so not just in Albuquerque, but in other cities, in Clamato, in Santa Fe, in Bloomfield. So we're also taking that on to begin to packing meals, and then those are being sent out. The state's getting those sent out so that children can have food in those areas as well. So we're seeing people just come alongside and want to serve more and want to live generously.
Yeah. Well, Daniel, we're going to hopefully have you back on every 4 or 5 days if you're going to make yourself available to that, because I want to. This thing is so fluid and it's changing, and we have our political authorities and people kind of changing the rules almost on a daily basis. And I really want to encourage everybody to pray for our leadership too. You know, pray for our governor. She needs a lot of help. I mean, you may not agree with her politics all the time, but she's been put by God in that position, and we need to support her and pray for her. And, that means in all areas. So all of us need to be better every single day, and God's doing something good through all of this, and we just need to trust him and make our way. And, Daniel, thanks for all your time. I hope you're getting a little chance to spend with your family and not having to do those 70, 80-hour weeks.
We'll make time, and definitely for our families are important. But as this thing moves and changes, we want to keep that outreach going. So some of the ministry opportunities now, they're just coming in and flowing, and we just want to be able to meet those needs. So I appreciate your willingness to have me on to talk about what Legacy's doing and to continue that every few days.
Daniel, last time you were on the program, we talked a little bit about the Legacy Academy, and sounds like you guys have shut down attendance for classrooms. Are you doing anything online there?
We are. So we didn't want to take, we weren't going to take the same approach and just completely shut down for the initial 3-week period. Of course, we're in spring break that third week as well. So this past week and next week, our teachers did a great job immediately mobilizing and getting things available online to our students. And we got, if families needed to check out Chromebooks to make sure they were able to keep up with that work, they were able to come in and check those out from the school. So the school is doing well. Families are adjusting those first couple of days to that online work, but the kids seem to be settling in. And we just want to keep that going. We want to keep that biblical foundation of learning continuing to go And it helps the kids, too, to give them something to do when they're at home.
Oh, yeah.
Just instead of watching the news or watching other stuff, they do have some things to do. So that was important to us. And our administration and our teachers, they're doing a great job with that, and we appreciate them very much.
Daniel, you mentioned that you're reaching out to your congregation and just trying to make sure that their needs are met. Again, the phone number to call at the church is 831-0961. And that's, of course, area code 505. And then they can also email you at, is it info@legacychurch.com?
Yes. That's correct. info@legacychurch.com.
And then, of course, the website is legacychurch.com or legacychurchnm.com. That's the one I've been using, and it seems to work well. So, hey, thanks a lot. We're praying for all of our churches, and I know that you guys are just doing amazing things, and we pray God just continues to bless you guys and bless the people that you're working with. So thanks for joining us today, Daniel. We appreciate you very much.
Thanks, Jim. I appreciate the time very much. God bless.